Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The third time they have met in the playoffs, and for the first time, the Redbirds have figured out the Bison puzzle. 29-28, Illinois State rallies. Brock Spack and the Redbirds ready to march into the quarterfinal round.
Unseeded team out of the Missouri Valley. Tommy Rittenhouse taking the knees, and Illinois State goes from one of the last four teams in the FCS playoffs to one of the last four teams standing.
Nothing normal about these Redbirds.
That's the end of the game.
Becomes the first team to ever win four playoff games on the road to advance to the national championship game.
It's been a really incredible story down in Bloomington Normal. What Illinois State's football program has done this year has been so fun. And now they have the opportunity to play for a national championship. They'll take on Montana State next Monday, not the Monday coming up, but the Monday after that, January 5th, down in Nashville. The head coach of the Illinois State Redbirds is Brock Spack. He is a friend of The Score and of my podcast, House of L. He knows Clay Harbor, and now he joins us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Coach, congratulations, and thanks so much for joining us here on The Score.
Well, thank you, Lawrence, and it's my pleasure to be here. Appreciate the coverage.
So let's talk about this, and I know that you and I have had conversations, whether it's on the pod or off, about this team, but to make history, to win four road playoff games, what do you think is the reason why your team has been able to do this?
Well, obviously, they're tough kids, and they, you know, a lot of kids from the Chicagoland area, actually, but tough guys that are really locked in, and they have been all year and all off season. But they're a group of guys that are really comfortable being uncomfortable, if that means anything. If you're going to win on the road, you're going to be a lot of uncomfortable situations that come up, and they're very comfortable with that, and they kind of thrive with that. And the more adversity, the more uncomfort, the better they are. And they just seem to thrive on the road. And that's had a lot to do with mental toughness and preparation, and just kind of how they've been raised, how their parents raised them. And just have good guys. You know, our coaching staff has done a great job. And just a, really proud of them. They're just a great group to coach.
Coach, congrats on this run, man. It's been incredible. But just going from calling these games and just seeing where you guys have gotten has been really fun for me to every week make sure I go and check the box score, see what happened with ISU. Incredible run. I want to ask you about Victor Dawson, because when I was calling games, he wasn't quite healthy. And then now that I'm watching these games and checking these scores, he seems like a guy that has really worked his way back into shape and has become an integral part of this offense. Just speak a little bit on what Victor Dawson has meant to this offense and how he's worked his way back.
Yeah, he's meant a lot to us. You know, about over a year ago, he had an ACL. But he squats over 600 pounds, so he's well
almost as much as Ben Johnson.
Almost. But he's a kid that, it's like anybody else. You've been around guys who've had ACLs. Maybe you've had one. I don't know if you had one or not. But it takes a while. And he's done a really good job with all that. And he's become our number one back because Winker's right. As you know, Winker's is a good player, but he's been banged up. And that's why you have to have a lot of backs, and that's why you have to have depth everywhere. You know, and going into the season, that's the one thing I did thought that we did have, and that was we were one of the deeper teams we've had, and we have a lot of good players. They're not all American types, but they're good players, and they've really developed. A lot of them are younger guys, and they're starting to play a lot now, and they're getting better and better and better. Particularly our defense. You know, you did our games. You know, we've had some rocky games on defense, and that's typical of a young team or team that was with not a lot of experience. And this team has gotten better and better. And in the playoffs, they played really well. And I think Clay, you played in this league. This league gets you ready for the postseason. You know, because if you're not ready to play, you know, you're going to get beat in the Missouri Valley. I mean, you have to be ready to play every Saturday. And that gets you ready for playoff football. And a big reason why it's a league we play in and the approach our players to take it.
For people that are going to be laying eyes on your team for the first time, I think one of the things that they should pay attention to is the connection between Tommy Rittenhouse and Daniel Sopkowitz. Those two kids seem to have a really good quarterback receiver connection. How did they build it, and what would you suggest to people that they be watching for when they're watching ISU play?
They're very good, and they're both from the western suburbs of Chicago, and they came in together here. They played pitch and catch with the football a lot in their career, and can't imagine the thousands of balls they've been on the opposite end of with each other. So they put a lot of time in, and they worked really hard. And Dan could have left here, and he had a lot of – we had one really good deal and a lot of money, and decided he wanted to stay and stayed around his friends. And it really worked out well for him because he's a featured guy in our offense. So he's going to – he's had a great year, and he will get rewarded come April, you know. So, and I don't know about the NFL draft. I think he's a draftable guy for sure, but I know he'll be at somebody's training camp for sure. And, you know, and he'll have a good chance of making it because he's such a good player. He's a great athlete. We have a kid named Maylander from York, from the Elmhurst York down the road, too. He's a freshman. He's a player. He's a newcomer of the year in the league. He's another receiver to keep an eye on. He's a fast, good young player. So, some Chicago taste to that, and do a lot of work up there, and paid off for us.
Absolutely, man. Daniel Sopkowitz is just so crisp and smooth with his routes, Lawrence. And this guy is just one of those sneaky guys that can run and catch everything. And if I'm not mistaken, he was a walk-on. He was a walk-on that worked his way into a position, right, Coach?
You are exactly right. He's a walk-on. I couldn't believe it. When I think C.J. Irvin brought him to me, it was later in the process of recruiting senior year, and I think it's past the signing day, but he was out there still, or just before. And I said, God, this guy's still out there with no scholarship. I can't believe it. And he ended up turning out to be as good as we thought. He was even better. He you're right about, he is super smooth and explosive in and out of his cuts, has extremely, extremely good ball skills, just a heck of an athlete. And the question's been asked, you know, how fast is he? You know, he does things so smooth that you know how those guys are. You've been around them, is that you don't, they don't look very fast, but all of a sudden they're running 4.4 or 4.5, you know. And I don't know if he's that fast, but he sure looks, he makes it look really easy. And he's just a heck of an athlete and a really good kid and a great person. And yeah, we're thrilled with him and glad he stayed and glad he came here and walked on, because we had a heck of a deal with that guy. Say that.
Illinois State head coach Brock Spack joining us here on The Score. The Redbirds are going to play for the national championship on January 5th and down in Nashville, and that's going to be a time. I saw this morning, and I was like, man, I'm being pranked right now. ISU football got a $2.5 million gift donation. Is that right?
That's correct.
Wow. So what? This is the biggest like allocation to the football program in the school's history. So what can you do with that?
Well, that's coming down the road. Okay. That's all I can say. And the person that donated didn't want his name out there. But he grew up in north side of Chicago and was a player here way before I was ever here. And he's been excited about the product, and he wanted to help us out. And there'll be some announcements down the road where this money will go to. But you know what it's like, and you know Clay can tell you what it's like to be in Division I athletics. It's a rat race. It's a facilities race. You name it, NIL race. There's a lot of money being thrown out there in Division I sports right now, and if you're not in the game, you're not gonna win. So this particular person realizes that, and he wanted to be anonymous right now and give us a good start to what some of our plans are.
It wasn't me, Lawrence. I'll just say that it wasn't
know.
Me.
I don't know. I mean. Maybe you got those pockets, Clay.
I want to talk about this Montana State Bobcat team. They got a good quarterback who's just really efficient. I think he's only thrown 3 interceptions at 24 touchdowns all year. But what jumps off the page at me is they got 2,000-yard running backs, Coach. What are you watching when you're looking at this Montana State Bobcat team that you really got to try and stop going into this game?
Well, they remind me a lot of North Dakota State and South Dakota State, the Dakotas in our league, because their head coach is from North Dakota State, and there's a reason for that. They've had very good athletes at the quarterback position in the last 5 to 7 years. They've had some really good athletes there and strong runners, as well as dual threat guys that can throw it. And they're big up front. They're physical. They're tough. They know what they're doing when they're running the football. They protect well. They're just a really balanced attack. So if you were to watch North Dakota State, that you're kind of watching them a little bit. They're that's who they are. And their head coach is from there. So that really bodes well for them. They're a physical defense. They're a four down front, just like the Bison are. And they get after you, and they're not fancy. They attack you and attack the line of scrimmage, and they're really, really good on defense. So just a really physical, good team. Clay, would you like watching a team in the mirror from the Missouri Valley? They're very similar.
This run that you've been on to get to the national championship game, which is Monday, January 5th against Montana State, I think has been fueled in big part by special teams. You guys have been a true three-phase team so far in the playoffs. How did that come together, and why is it such an important part of your program?
Well, 1 out of every 6 kicks. And I will say this about special teams. Since I walked in the door here from day one, we've put a lot of emphasis on it. And some years it's really paid off, and other years maybe not so good. But we put a lot of time and effort in it, and we recruit guys who can return and punt and kick and snap, and guys who can play in space, guys who are tough, guys who are willing to play special teams at a young age. A lot of our young players do that, and they do it. They're really good. We've developed a lot of good players from our special ops, and we call them special operations. So every one of our teams is named after a special military force, so to speak. And like, for example, our kickoff team is called the Night Stalkers. You know, so they take on this special operations groups and in our military, and their attack mode and how we approach it. And our coaches do a really good job with it. And we have two coordinators right now, and that really helps. So not one guy. And FCS, we don't have quite as big a staff as you do in FBS, where I came from. So we have two guys that do it, and it's been really, really helpful. And we have a coordinator for each group, and it's just a lot of emphasis, a lot of work. You know, we start our practice after we stretch. We start with a special team circuit, which is, Clay can kind of tell you, it'd be like an individual period, Clay, for other positions, for positional players. You know, so that's, we take our players through a different phase or different phases of the individual techniques they need to learn and do in the first 5 minutes of practice. So we do that every day.
Yeah, so
it's emphasized, and we have good returners now. We have good players. I've got a good long snapper from the South Suburbs. Dylan Calabrese is a really good player. He came in from Western Michigan. He was a walk-on there, came here, and has done a great job for us. A good punter. So we have good kickers. There are two kickers. Both are from the Chicagoland. One's from Yorkville. And Matt Maldonado, he's done a good job. And Mike Constantino is from the Chicago area. He's there. He's our place kicker. And so we just have good players, and we really emphasize all the techniques in the system every day in practice. We put a lot of time and effort in it.
Yeah, Coach, I want to just ask you, as a guy that called the Missouri Valley Game of the Week when you played North Dakota State the first time, it was a close game for the most part, and then seeing you guys come out 29-28 after throwing five interceptions, how were you guys able to stay together and pull that game out against the number one team in the country?
Yeah, you know, Clay, you've been in the league, and you know you've done these games. You don't make those kind of mistakes against North Dakota State and survive, you know. And our quarterback pulled himself out of a tailspin. You know, his first three interceptions, balls were tipped, you know, basically at the line of scrimmage, and you know, when you have tipped balls, it's really dangerous. There's good job by their players. You know, they got their hands up, but he was able to keep his composure in that environment, in that big a game, to come back and lead us to a touchdown pass at the end of the game, and then throw a 2-point conversion. You know, Tommy Rittenhouse, I can't tell you enough how impressed I've been with his mental toughness, his physical toughness, his competitive drive. You love him. There's a cool little sidebar with him. You know, his parents were seniors in college in 2000 at Purdue when I was there. And we had a guy named Drew Brees that took us to the Rose Bowl. And Tommy's kind of doing something like that here, a national championship game. And because I think that's Tommy's, he didn't say this, but I think that's one of his heroes in life, you know, an undersized quarterback, competitor, you know, has great accurate thrower, can run a little bit. Now, Tommy's a really good athlete. He's probably actually faster than Goo, but his arm talent is what he's really worked on a lot. He's gotten stronger here in the weight room. His coach, Tony Pearson, has done a really good job with him, working on his throwing motion, throwing mechanics. And but it's all on him. He's done the work. He does extra work. He's a great leader. A staunch competitor. You know, if I was in a bar fight, you'd probably be my first guy I'd pick. You don't usually pick a quarterback in that situation, but I would. This guy is tough, and he just has no quit in him, and he he just pulled himself out of this. He wasn't going to allow himself to go out like that. And it was just amazing. Because I've seen a few guys, a few quarterbacks, I've been a part of four Heisman finalists. And every one of them had that trait. You know, they don't. And I told it to Tommy. I said, you want a trait like Breeze? One of his greatest traits was he never stayed in a funk. He never stayed in that tailspin. He pulled himself out and found a way to win even when he wasn't playing well. And Clay will tell you that's what great players do. You know, they even when they're not playing well, they'll find a way to win and execute their position and their job. And that's what he did in that game. And you knew he had really come full circle with that kind of performance. Because then there's not going to be quarterbacks that I've been around that would survive that.
Coach, we really appreciate you jumping on with us, and we know that you got, whether it's team stuff or family stuff, considering it's Christmas Eve, we appreciate you picking up the phone. Congratulations on all of the success. We are all rooting for you. Good luck in the national championship, and thanks for coming on the show today.
Appreciate you, Coach.
Well, thanks for having me. We appreciate everybody's support, particularly around Chicagoland. We have a lot of alums, a lot of fans, a lot of players and ex-players that live there, and it's awesome. We get a lot of, and we appreciate all you what you guys do for us.
Anytime, Coach. Good luck against Montana State.
All right. Appreciate it. You have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Coach. That is Brock Spack, the head coach of the ISU Redbirds. And if you're a mom or a dad that's driving around doing last minute stuff with your son in the car and they're thinking about what their football chances are to play in FCS, like that's a guy that you want to play for.
And that's a guy that has gotten a lot of guys to the next level. People think you go to the FCS, you're not going to play in the NFL, but he has a number of guys. I don't got the list pulled up. If I pulled it up, there would probably be 20-plus guys that have played in the league under Brock Spack at ISU.
I forgot to ask him about the Clay Harbor scouting report. After they win against Montana State, I'm going to get that scouting report. We need to take a break. Why? Because when we come back, Clay is going to talk about his experience in the NFL as a tight end for 8 seasons. And we'll connect it to what the Bears are doing, their head coach. He's got experience with this, of marrying the passing game concept to the offensive line. We'll talk to Clay about that next here on The Score.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You know I love tight ends, for obvious reasons.
Mike Tice talking about the tight end position. That's what we are going to spend a little bit of time on here, because we have a guy who played tight end in the NFL for 8 seasons. Clay Harbor is sitting in for Spiegs. By the way, Coach is going to join us today because tomorrow is Christmas. So Coach Wanstead will join us at 5 o'clock, and Clay works with Coach on Pro Football Weekly. Do you know there used to be Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News?
Did not know that.
Yes. Yes.
That was something new today.
We used to carry it here. It had a jingle and everything. Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News.
I'm going to have to ask them about that. I also learned something new. Me and Lawrence are both history guys.
Yeah.
We're not going to take you guys down a history lesson here, but between breaks, we'll probably be talking about some history.
Yes, I have a history degree from DePaul University and a master's degree in journalism from the University of Alabama. Roll damn tide.
Roll tide.
Roll damn tide.
At Missouri State, my first 2 years, I studied ancient history. So I love my history. Still follow it to this day. My favorite part of history is it's stuff that actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of watching a Netflix show about somebody created, let's watch some history.
I agree. I'm a big proponent of it. So I'm glad that we have that connection. We can talk about some of this stuff during the break. Right now, though, you got to pay the bills. Let's talk about the tight end position. Like, when did you make the transition to it? Because I imagine you were probably just running over people in high school. Like, no matter what position you were playing, I imagine you were just like, oh, well, either Clay's going to be the quarterback because he's the best athlete, or we're just going to throw him the ball as the wide receiver because he's the best athlete. So when did you transition to playing primarily tight end?
So history, my second favorite subject, my first favorite subject is tight end Lawrence Holmes. So thank you for asking that question. No, in high school, I was a wide receiver for football as a point guard, long jumper, high jumper. Still got my school records at Dwight. I know that's not that hard, but still got them. And yeah, in high school, wide receiver, throw up the ball. I had 24 touchdowns my senior year. We made the playoffs. We lost to Addison Driscoll. For some reason, they dropped down to 2A to play us, which didn't make any sense. And they beat the brakes off of us. But I go to Missouri State. I get a scholarship as a wide receiver and safety, end up playing wide receiver, get redshirted. Redshirt freshman year, I'm a wide receiver. Redshirt sophomore year, our 2 senior tight ends get hurt in training camp. I'm the biggest wide receiver. I thought about transferring because they said, Clay, we want to move you to tight end. And I was a backup receiver. I thought I could still play in receiver and maybe make the league because I was a bigger guy. Go to my first practice at tight end. I go, wow. It's a lot easier getting open against linebackers and safeties than it is against cornerbacks. I got to figure out this whole blocking thing. But you realize if you're athletic enough to play wide receiver and you can put on weight, if you're willing to be scrappy and you're willing to block, what you got to do is learn the technique, put on the weight, and then you can be a really good tight end. And that's what I made my goal. And obviously, fast forward, that year as a sophomore, 2 weeks in training camp, I ended up being an All-American as a sophomore, All-American as a junior, All-American as a senior, went to the combine, had a really good combine, ended up getting drafted in the 4th round of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Man, okay. All right, so there's a lot that goes into that position, and I think that over the last year since Ben Johnson's hiring and knowing that he came up as a tight ends coach, and he's worked with Dan Campbell, who was also a tight end and a tight ends coach. Why do you think that's now becoming a place where we can find head coaches? I feel like it's a pretty simple answer that the passing game concepts are connected to the protections. So you have a player that's an offensive lineman and a wide receiver, kind of. What was your experience like having to
kind of live in both worlds.
Absolutely. You see offensive linemen, the O-line coaches don't typically become head coaches because they're so engrossed in just the lineman aspect of the game. Wide receiver coaches, you don't see them being head coaches that often either because they are just so engrossed in coverages and catching the ball in these route combinations. Tight end coaches, they have to do both. My tight end coach for the New Orleans Saints, Dan Campbell. My tight end coach for the New England Patriots, fired now, Brian Daboll. Really intelligent guys. You have to know all the protection schemes because you have to know everything works. You get the mic point. Got to know where your combinations are going in the running game. You got to know where you're, who you're blocking in the passing game. Who's got this blitz? Who's got that blitz? Guess what? You also have to know coverage when you go out and passes. If it's too high, we got this. If it's one high, we got this. Who's hot on this route? Who's hot on that route? So it's you're getting the full experience of the game. You got to run block. You got to pass block. You got to run the routes. You got to do everything. And I think that's why these coaches come from tight end position to be so successful because they have to see the whole field. You got to make sure that you know what the defensive ends are doing, the linebackers are doing, and the safeties and the cornerbacks. It all comes together. And also, just as a tight end, so impressive to see what a guy like Colston Loveland's doing, not to take it off topic here.
No, that's on topic. That's good.
It takes so much to get into the league and to block as a tight end. You can see some tight ends come out as a rookie and they make some plays catching the football. But to be in these motions, to pick up this offense, you have to know so much. Protection, blocking-wise. And they're motioning these guys in double teaming. They're motioning these guys and sifting them backside. That's a lot to do. And Colston Loveland, as a 22-year-old, the thing I've most been impressed with by him is his blocking ability and how he's been able to take all these motions, all these shifts in the backfield, on the line, he's lining up outside, and to still be so successful.
What was the point? What was it? Let me back up. What was it like for you making the jump from FCS to the pros? Okay. What was that learning curve like for you?
Oh, it was tough. It was tough. And going from Missouri State to the pros, athletically, I was there. I could play with the guys. Like my starting tight end at Philly when I got drafted was Brent Celek. You know, I ran a 4.5 40. I jumped 40 inches, 30 reps on the bench press, 10.5 broad jump. Really good athlete. But when you come to the playbook, mm-hmm. it takes a long time. Do you think they asked me to protect at Missouri State? I was out on every route. They wanted me to catch the football and score some touchdowns. Former wide receiver, guess what? Now you're in pass pro. Now you're trying to block these big DNs. I told you a story about one of my first games we're playing against the Houston Texans. I don't know if you guys will remember this guy. He was a first overall pick. His name was Mario Williams. I had never been picked up by a grown man on a football field before, and I'm talking about both feet off the ground.
Dangling.
This man picked me up. Luckily for me, I had Jason Peters as my tackle, and he realized I needed some help, and he came over there and made sure that Michael Vick didn't get depleted. But the pass protection for me was probably the biggest thing to come along, and even the run blocking. At Missouri State, I would get really low, I'd fire off, and I was just more athletic and stronger than a lot of these guys. You try to do that against DeMarcus Ware, he's going to give you a wiggle, he's going to move out the way. So now, technically sound, you can't just fire off and wrestle with these guys. You have to be so good with technique. Your pad level is huge. Your leverage, snap count, snap count, snap count. I had never heard of a silent count before. In Missouri State, I could talk to my mom, my grandma in the stands. We had, what, maybe 5,000 fans there? You're in Monday Night Football, Philadelphia Eagles. You can't hear yourself think in some of these away games, and now you have to do a silent count. And to see some of these young tight ends picking that up, a la Colston Loveland, like I've said, has been so impressive to me because I've lived it. I know how difficult that is. I've seen a lot of young tight ends come in the league and struggle with that, and there has really been no hesitance from him to pick up this offense and to be so successful.
When was the point where you felt comfortable? Like, you were like, I'm a pro now. I figured some of this stuff out.
I'll be honest, I dealt with this imposter syndrome my first couple years. I'm like, man, I'm from Missouri State. I come into this huddle. There's Mike Vick. There's Shady McCoy. There's DeSean Jackson, Jason Peters. And by year 3 to 4, that's when I really felt comfortable.
So the Jacksonville years?
The Jacksonville years were the best years that I played football. Unfortunately, we had the 32nd out of 32 team offense in the league. And that was when I was like, okay, I can play, and I got myself to a point. It's all this mentality, and I love how you see Caleb and all these guys really being so proficient at becoming so confident so early, just because I know how hard it is for these young kids to come in and do that. You get to a point to where you look in a mirror, you say, who am I looking at? I'm looking at the best tight end in the league. I finally got to that point, and that's how you start playing and you last in this league. You have to be so confident. You have to think that there's nobody that can beat you, and that's probably wrong. But for these young guys to come in and already have that mentality is so special and unique. And I think it just speaks to the coaching they have. I had great coaching, but the coaching and what Ben Johnson and his staff has done to get these guys up to speed and have them be real guys that are contributing on this team, Luther Burden, Colson Loveland, Ozzie Trapillo, like, it's been so impressive to see how these guys have stepped up and been integral parts of this team.
My feeling, and I've said this over the last, I don't know, 2 months, and I know that the numbers don't necessarily bear this out, Clay. I feel that Cole Kmet's having his best year as a Bear. He's doing everything. Anything they ask him to do, whether he's lining up at H-back, they're doing the inverted wishbone, he's making big catches, and yeah, he's not giving you a ton of run after the catch, but that's okay. I feel like if you're asking someone to be Mr. Everything, Cole Kmet has done that. You watch the tape, you play the position. Am I crazy for having that thought?
No, and I know people in Chicago probably know me as a leader of the Cole Kmet fan club, and now I'm starting a new fan club for Colson Loveland. You know, I love the tight end, and when I see a tight end, I know a good one. I've played with Gronk. I've played with Martellus Bennett, Kobe Fleener, Brent Celek. A number of these guys I've been in huddles with, meeting rooms with. I've seen how they work. Cole Kmet is special because he is a guy that you can run the ball towards. You can run power with him. You can run duo to him. You can run zone to him. Usually, you get some of these tight ends, you got to put them on the backside of zone because they can't hold the point. You can't even count on them to have a good double team with an offensive tackle, much less handle a defensive end on his own. Cole Kmet can do that. Cole Kmet can also run down the field and catch a pass. That's not common for a guy to be able to do both. A lot of times I've been in situations to where you start to become predictable because you have to bring in the tight end that can block. And then you have to bring in the tight end that can catch. And the defense goes, okay, the tight end that can catch is in the game. They're either going to sift them backside, arc release them to a safety, or throw them the football. Cole Kmet, you don't know. That's why play action works so much better, because you can run and pass with these guys. Colson Loveland, too. This guy's supposed to be a receiving tight end. You see him on how many front sides of zones, how many front sides of duo, that this guy is still holding his own and even getting movement. To get movement as a tight end in these scenarios is very uncommon. They have one of the best tight end rooms in the league, and that's a shout-out to Jim Dre, the tight end coach for the Bears, a tight end I was actually drafted in the same draft class with a couple rounds before, Jim, if you're listening. But he was a great player from Stanford, and he has done a great job of teaching these guys how to block. That was his MO when he came out, and watching his film, the crossover tape, I remember watching Jim Dre and being like, man, this cat can block.
All right, so we're getting all of Clay's like football bona fides. We're going to have a little bit of fun with Clay in the next segment, because along with being an 8-year NFL pro, he was also on TV for a little bit in the Bachelor world. So we are going to talk a little bit about that and how we might be able to get Clay to do another kind of reality show thing. That is next here on The Score.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Let's dance, let's party, let's boogie.
Yeah, let's talk about this a little bit. By the way, at 4 o'clock, we're going to hear from the Bears coordinators. We'll hear from Dennis Allen, and we'll hear from Declan Doyle. Also, Richard Hightower got some reps in today.
HT, so the Chuckle Hut?
The Chuckle Hut is back open for business. His special teams unit did pretty well last week, coming up with the onside kick, and Cairo Santos was pretty unbelievable as a kicker last week in those conditions. Clay Harbor is sitting in for Speaks. Speaks is running errands today. Clay, what season of the Bachelor were you on?
I honestly don't know what season. We just know it by what girl was a Bachelor, and it was Becca's season. I think it was like 17. A lot of similarities of football, Lawrence, though. Big locker room, competition, guys competing. It's mentally draining. You know, it's similar sometimes.
Was the 14th season of The Bachelorette.
Damn, I was three off.
Hey, man, look, there's a lot that goes on there. When it was brought up to you as a possibility, were you like, no, I'm not doing that? Like, what convinced you to do it?
Okay, at first I was like, no, this is probably a bad idea. Then they're like, oh, we can really work with you in between your season schedule. It's only like a month. Like, we can really make sure that you can still get your training and all this. And I'm like, I'm coming towards the end of my career. You know, maybe it'll lead to something. Maybe I'll meet my wife. And I mean, people are out here on dating apps. I mean, there's fishers only, farmers only, apps for people that like chairs. And I'm like, hey, man, what's up? Maybe I can go on The Bachelor and meet my wife. I don't know.
I mean, you're perfect for farmersonly.com because you grew up in Dwight.
Exactly.
I'm actually
on that one. Yeah.
Absolutely. Are you actually on that one?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be all right if you did. You know, the Eagles wrote up a story on you back in before the season started. It's on the Eagles website. Where are they now? Tight end Clay Harbor. Harbor relives one of the greatest plays in Eagles history and explains how he suffered an injury while filming a reality TV series. So what happened?
Okay, here we go. On The Bachelor, they come up with this idea to let us play, to make us play a football game. And people thought it was touch football. No, Lawrence, this was padded football. But the only problem was they gave us hockey pads.
Oh.
So we're in hockey equipment. And I was coming off an injury with the Saints that year, and I was playing quarterback, and the producers wanted me to go out there and actually play, but I'm like, I'm just going to throw passes. There's a male model over there. There's like a beer truck delivery guy over there. I don't want to really, you know, go and play. Game was coming down to the end. It was tied, so I let the competitiveness get the better of me. First play, I run the ball. I run in a touchdown. I stiff arm a guy, break my wrist, going into the end zone, and then I'd gotten a rose. That's how you know you're going on to the next round. And, you know, I started. And you're in this zone where you actually like this girl. So I didn't want to leave. But I go and see this surgeon. He's like, you're going to need surgery. And at this point, I was still playing football. So I go and get the surgery. Fast forward a little bit because this is how my NFL career actually ends. Get the surgery. I'm training in New York City, trying to rehab my wrist. I have a workout coming up with the Buffalo Bills. I go to that workout. And because when I was in New York training, I had ran into a wall because there's no field. So you go to these small fields, it's like an arena football field. There's concrete around the outside. My trainer throws a ball into a wall. I lose track of where I am. My whole side's locked up. Long story short, I try to go out to this workout, even though my side is still like an open wound and really locked up. And halfway through the workout, Brian Daboll's the offensive coordinator. Sean McDermott's out there. If you're healthy and in shape, we're going to sign you. I tear my groin on the field in the middle of the workout with the Bills right before they're about to sign me before training camp. Missed the whole year with the groin. Probably got 7 calls from teams. Hey, is Clay Harbor ready to go? We need a tight end. Whole time I could say, hey, my groin isn't ready. So I was out the whole year. Tried to come back the next year. And after that, you out of the league for a year, 2 years. Try to get back in. Unless you're Philip Rivers drinking beer on your couch, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, Philip got back in. I mean, yeah. did you? I mean, you're in shape. I don't know if you would call yourself in NFL shape. Like, you're in shape. How long would it take you to get to game day shape?
I mean, a new life. No, just because, like, the back, the knees. Like, I'm in really good shape, Lawrence, but I'm, like, walking uphill on treadmills. I'm not doing the heavy lifting squats, the cleans and jerks, the sled pushes and pulls, the stuff that you really need to do. Aesthetically, I probably look better than I ever had, but I'm in the gym. I'm doing curls, triceps. You know, I'm doing the beach muscles, you know, stuff that makes you look good, the long-term cardio. I ain't sprinting. I'm not pushing sleds. I'm not throwing around weight no more. I'm doing stuff that makes you look good and stuff that's comfortable, not the training that you need to. But if I, you know, maybe I got a couple injections, I'd probably give you a year.
Okay. Would you ever do a reality show again?
I thought about this, but no, just, you know, with where my, you know, career's going in the media, I really enjoy this, and I love what I do, and, you know, being able to have the show on CHSN with Ruthie and David, love it there, Pro Football Weekly with Coach that's coming up, hanging out here with The Score with you, I mean, this stuff is really fun for me, and I wouldn't want to take away from that, and I think credibility, if you go back on a reality TV show again, kind of begins to falter. Is this guy a reality TV guy, or is this guy an NFL analyst? Like, what's he want to do? And for me,
you've gotten really good at this analyst thing, man.
I appreciate it, man. It's been a long road. I remember when I first did it, I was Marshall Harris, a guy at The Score. He let me on his CBS had the rights to like 5 games, put me on the post game show. The whole time I'm looking down at my notes and I'm like, what are you looking at? Like, talk about the game. And it's been a lot of fun.
Even from the time when we crossed paths over at Stadium, like the growth that you've shown from it's exponential, man. You're doing a great job.
No, I love it, man. I watch tapes just like playing football. I'll watch the show back and see what we could do better to give the fans and the people that are watching a better product. Where do you throw in a stat? Where do you go towards your experience? Where can you talk about the game and just try to figure out different ways to add value to the show or whatever show you're on?
If the because we have this thing every year, Dancing with Chicago Celebrities. Dina Bear has been trying to get me on it for years, and I'm like, nah. You know, it's right in the middle of spring training, so there's an easy out for me. If Dina was to call you, would you be interested in doing that?
Yeah, I would do that. I think that's for charity. It's for a good cause.
Breast cancer awareness and raising money for that. So I think Layla did it maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I think she did it. I want to get Carmi V in there because Carmi V is like a real dancer.
Yeah, I'm going to preface this by saying I would do it, but I wouldn't last long. You know, my white half kind of takes over my dancing ability. No offense, you know, a mixed kid here. You know, I would need to have a couple tequila sodas, maybe a shot before I went on and started dancing.
I disagree, and here's why. Football players almost always win these competitions because, one, they're coordinated. Two, they're coachable.
Yeah.
I think you'd have a chance to win it, Clay. I would bet on you to win. Unless Courtney Spinelli from Channel 9 is part of it or Carmi V is part of it. Then they're winning.
No, I'd be down. I think they've actually reached out to me and I said I would do it, but I got to reconnect and give them the full go. But yeah, Lawrence, I'm down, man. You got to pull for me though. And if I am the first guy out, you know, you guys can't make fun of me for it.
All right, we're not going to do that. But I can send a text message or make a phone call.
All right, yeah.
That's a done deal.
Done deal. Let's do it.
Clay, right. Before we're done here, can you send me the number of the producers of The Bachelor who thought it was a good idea to play full contact football? I would like to have a word with them. Yeah, that's all I've got.
Yeah, I'll do that. It was honestly pretty crazy. When they told us about the date, I'm like, what? I'm going to be playing against this model and this, you know, beer truck delivery guy and this other guy in medical sales.
And you're just, did you tell him
football is very dangerous? Yes! We shouldn't do this?
I tried to tell him. And the funny part is the one guy with experience was the one guy that got hurt. And I broke my wrist and my heart, Lawrence, at the same time.
See? So if there are any eligible women that are listening, he's got a sad story. He's a wounded man and he needs your help. He's Clay Harbor. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's hear from the coordinators. Let's hear what they have to say about this Bears team, and we'll get Clay's thoughts on where the coordinators are at with this squad. It's Christmas Eve, and Clay Harbor's hanging out here on Spiegel & Holmes on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.